Hello, welcome to Particles and Waves. Normally I have an intro track, but it seems to be kind of misbehaving itself, so we proceed onwards anyway. My name is Mia. You're listening to CITR Radio 101.9 FM, broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territory in Vancouver. And this show, Particles and Waves, is an eclectic music program that runs for the next hour, where I go over some of the music that I'm kind of in love with. Music is very visceral for me. I feel it in my heart before I feel it in my brain, and then I often get to enjoy it mentally as well. I have an awesome lineup today. I say it a lot, but I'm really, really happy about it today. So the first thing I want to play for you is the title track from Vancouver band Mother Mother's latest album, which is called No Culture. I had the honor, privilege, just joy of being able to see Mother Mother perform live on Sunday afternoon. It was the first time that I'd ever actually done so. Unfortunately, I became like a mega fan of theirs just like maybe a week after the last time they toured, which was back in 2014, so I was super keen. I was keen enough to go to an all-ages matinee show. That's how much I wanted to see this band. And they delivered. They were really, really amazing. Mother Mother was probably one of the most well-produced live shows I've ever seen or heard in my entire life. You could hear everything. They were very energetic. But they didn't play the title track. Like, they're on the No Culture tour. They didn't play the song No Culture I was expecting them to. So without them to do it, I will do it. So this is No Culture by Mother Mother. I've got a track after that called No Control by the Molochs, and something from the Japan Droids, and so much more here on Particles and Waves.
Shop, knocking off a knockoff, 'cause I got no culture.
Welcome back to Particles and Waves. That was a song called Northeast Southwest by Japandroids off of their album Near to the Wild Heart of Life. Before that, No Control by the Molochs from America's Velvet Glory, and No Culture, the title track from Mother Mother's most recent album, which is gonna be somewhere near the top of my top 10 albums of 2017. I already know that, like, especially... I can't even think of anything that would, like, any 10 things that would knock them down. They're a really, really great band. And speaking of really, really great bands, if you follow me on Twitter, you're going to probably roll your eyes. I apologize. I'm about to talk about the thing that I've been talking about for the past, like, 24 hours, which is Yaysayer. I just discovered this band. Apparently, several friends of mine, including best friends, have known about them for many years, but somehow never introduced them to me, which I was only a little tiny bit hurt by that, but not really. There are so many bands. It's basically impossible to ever listen to them all. So they sort of pass you by, you don't really realize, and then you discover something and your whole brain lights up on fire and you fall in love. And it's part of why I kind of am more of a proponent of not so much albums of the year, like top albums released in any given year. I kind of always want to do, at the end of December, a top albums I discovered in any given year, because just because something wasn't released in the past 12 months doesn't mean that it didn't make an impact on your life, that it didn't become very, very important, that you didn't find a new favorite. Like, I missed being able to put Portugal the Man's Evil Friends on a best of list by a year and a bit, and it was one of my favorite albums. I listened to it more than I think anything else in 2014. It was released in 2013. There was nothing that I could really do. So this is a similar thing with Yaysayer. Their most recent album is from 2016. It's called Amen and Goodbye. They are an experimental rock band from Brooklyn. That's a lot. That covers a lot of what you need to think about them. But more than that, I'm going to play the first track that I heard of theirs that I've fallen in love with. I've listened to it several dozen times in the past day, and it's called I Am Chemistry. And the thing that I really realized why I love it is because it is what I wanted Broken Bells to be. Broken Bells, for those of you who don't know, is the they're an indie rock band, a collaboration between James Mercer, who's the lead vocalist and guitarist for The Shins, who may be making a slight reappearance later on in the show, and the phenomenally talented producer Brian Burton, who's also known as Danger Mouse. They now have two albums. They really have one great song, which is called The Ghost Inside. It was released back in 2010. Nothing I've ever listened to by them has ever come close to being as good as The Ghost Inside was. But with Yaysayer, as I'm starting to listen to them, it really does seem like they just make these great songs a lot. And it is psychedelic, and it's weird, and it's emotional, and it's a journey of a five-minute song. I can't say enough good things about it. I also recommend checking out the video if you like the song, but, like, be in a safe place for it, because it's very weird. It's kind of like if the brothers Quay grew really, really ratty beards and only drank out of mason jars. It's that kind of weirdness. But, yeah, I'm a really, really huge fan of complex, weird, chamber, experimental indie pop stuff that's pretentious and interesting and strange, but also really listenable a lot, and that is exactly what Yaysayer is. So please enjoy I Am Chemistry from Amen and Goodbye.
Foxglove playing the last remaining VA. for man to stand. I'm an ACN and I'm DDT tapping the spine. Sulfur to chloride with ethylene. I say it again. I am a chemistry. She doesn't need my help. Poison in the well beneath the rue leaves. She only needs my help. Pleasure in a cell beneath the rue leaves.
That is a sigh of relief, because Fun Drive 2017 is officially over. To everyone who donated their time, energy, money, forgot to donate now but will donate online at citr.ca, couldn't donate this year but will donate in the future, and to our community as a whole, CITR and Discorder want to say thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Just like thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for trusting us with your money, and we promise to make good use of it.
Muchas gracias. Gracias, gracias.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Genre infiniment.
Thank you, everybody. That was great.
The UBC Women in Science Club provides support for female undergraduates in science fields. Our club has three pillars: mentorship, building community, and connecting people. We offer networking events with alumni, professional development workshops, as well as an ongoing mentorship program to support students through challenges that arise for women pursuing careers in science.
Thank you.
Welcome back to Particles and Waves. You just heard a song called Like an Ion by a California band named Psyflyer. It's off of an album called The Age of Lovely Intimate Things, which was originally released in 2005 on a very small label. It got very little takeoff, even though it was kind of part of the new gaze kickstart of that sub-genre, and so now they've re-released it. It's pretty chill. Before that, Melt with two L's, a Vancouver band with a track called Glow off of their EP Visions. When I was doing the prep for today's show, I put on Glow and I started to listen, and then I was puttering around my computer doing other things, and then I realized that the song had ended, and I was just like, this is just super chill and cool. I like it a lot. Can't complain. And then before that, I Am Chemistry by Yesayer off of Amen and Goodbye. So I kind of, I don't know that how controversial my opinions on Broken Bells is, but I did mention that it's a band partially consisting of the lead singer of The Shins, whom you might know from their unfortunate inclusion in the Garden State soundtrack all the way back in 2004, which is just the epitome of, like, be careful what you wish for, because I am 100% sure that they were super excited and thrilled to be featured in what was really, like, it was a Grammy-winning soundtrack. It's a pretty good collection of songs and everything, but as the tides have turned on Zach Braff and on Garden State as a film, I always feel like James Mercer is kind of still, he was trying to crawl out of the infinite abyss, as it were, for a little while. And so, but The Shins are still going, he's still making music, and they released an album on Friday, I think, called Heartworms, which I've given a listen to, and I really do, I do declare that Heartworms is The Shins being like, you know what, fine, we're never gonna be what we thought we were, maybe, in this weird headcanon I have. There was a lot of potential, they had this indie cred, it was really great, and then Garden State happened, and they got, like, shifted into a weird identity they didn't necessarily realize they didn't want, and now they're like, eh, we'll never be as famous as, you know, Garden State gave us the potential to be. We're gonna keep making weird, you know, psychedelic indie music anyway, and so they have. Heartworms is a pretty decent album. It's certainly wearing its weirdness on its sleeve, and so I wanted to play a track from that called Cherry Hearts that I think is a pretty good companion to Yesayer for the reasons mentioned before, because James Mercer is so much also a part of Broken Bells, which takes this somewhat, you know, complex, intellectual, navel-gazy, I guess in a good way, quality that The Shins had and makes it very, very space rock-y. And James Mercer is still very much the front of Broken Bells. It's his voice. You can hear it's very distinct. So I think it's a good companion together. And I also wanted to, I'm going to follow that up with the final track from Foxygen's newest album, which is called Hang. The track is called Rise Up, because Foxygen as well are a couple of young men, I think also from New York, if I recall, who are also really interested and into this neo-psychedelic weird sound, which but from a slightly different angle, because I think that they come from it from, and I've said this before, very much from like a Beatles psychedelic place. They've definitely listened to late era Beatles a lot, you can tell. Whereas Yesayer and I think Broken Bells come from a little bit more of a science fiction-y place. So all sorts of weird neo-psychedelia happening on today's show, which I hope you will enjoy. So yeah, this is Cherry Hearts by The Shins, a pretty decent, like, modern, you know, millennial love song, if I do say so myself, followed up by Rise Up by Foxygen.
You're not wanting, anybody wanting you. I get it, all is fair, but I've been biting all my cherry hearts in two. You don't even care. Won't you ever come down from the big rock I found you climbing, stowing your diamonds away? It's just too much to share. And now you're feeding, sailing in the night for the boy who wasn't there. I'm a practical guy, but sometimes I can fly off the handle, thinking in scandalous ways. I've never done time, but I've done the crime of one.
UBC Theatre and Film presents Les Belles Sœurs by Michel Tremblay, translated into English by Bill Glasgow and John Van Buren. Raucous.
Realistic.
Women.
Set in 1965 against the backdrop of Quebec's quiet revolution, 15 women tell their story as lurking resentments ignite against Germain, the lucky winner of 1 million Gold Star tickets.
Reimagined by MFA director Diane Brown and choreographed by Tara Cheyenne Friedenberg, Les Belles Sœurs ends our theater season with a foot-stomping bang.
Running March 16th to April 1st. Curtain at 7:30 in the Frederick Wood Theater. Student tickets only $11.50. Tickets available at theaterfilm.ubc.ca.
This stupid, rotten life.
A show dedicated to playing psychedelic music from parts of the spectrum, rock, pop, electronic, as well as garage and noise rock. Sundays, 5 to 6 p.m. at CITR 101.9 FM.
That big ocean, the wonderful wisdom of these. Everybody wonders, very few shall know. Everybody wants to change the world. And everybody wonders where the red flag goes. Everybody wants to save their souls. You've been searching all your life for something till you realize that what you seek was with you all the time. And everybody wonders where the red flag grows. Sing the song. Sing the song for love. It's not.
Hello, my name is Foxygen, and I have listened to Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band a great deal, is what I imagine Foxygen to say. Anyway, that was Rise Up by Foxygen off of their album Hang, and before that, Cherry Hearts by The Shins from Heartworms. And so I'm going to switch gears just a teeny bit in the last 15 minutes of the show. I've got some really, really good, I'd say not literary, but songwriterly folk lined up. Firstly, the title track from Louise Burns's full-length album, Young Mopes. After that, I've got Swedish musician Jens Lekman, which I am sure I'm butchering the pronunciation of. He has a new album called Life Will See You Now. I want to play a track from it called Our First Fight, which is the kind of songwriting I really enjoy. It tells a story in a very story-like kind of way. There's just, it really does seem like the kind of thing you would tell your friend at the bar, but set to music and edited somewhat. And then I've got a track from Kayleigh Fleming as well. So that's the lineup here in the last little bit of Particles and Waves.
Everything. just had our first fight. Unresolved, we head back out into the night. Putting my face back on as we try. Not a word is spoken, not a blink of an eye. And in my head, my thoughts go nuts. Maybe I should have kept my mouth shut. Maybe our love was hanging by a thread. Shouldn't showed you how I really felt. At the restaurant with your friend. Another discussion about some TV show that never ends. No, I haven't seen season 3. God, I wish that you would just look at me. And then I feel your hand under the table, and you smile the smile that only you smile. I feel your hand under the table, and you smile the smile that only you smile. And you mouth out, I love you, the way a parent spells out ice cream. I-L-O-V-E-Y-O-U, like there's kids in the room. Woo-hoo. I-L-O-V-E-O-U, like there's kids in the room. Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo.
Welcome back to Particles and Waves. That was Jens Lechman with Our First Fight off of Life Will See You Now. I really, really love the line, you mouth, I love you, like a parent spelling out ice cream. It's such an evocative idea. Before that, Young Mopes by Louise Burns off of the album of the same name. And that's going to bring me to the very last few minutes of my show. Thank you so much for listening. I have a special treat to kind of cap off today's show, which I, again, have really, really enjoyed. Every so often a playlist like this comes together where I'm like, I just like all of this. And I want to play the title track from The New Pornographers, is as yet unreleased fully. But they're dropping a new album in the first few weeks of April. Like, it's happening fairly quickly. Album's called Whiteout Conditions. That's the song I'm going to play as well. And I've been a huge fan of the New Pornographers for years and years, probably more than a decade now. They also, really, this is like the cycle, all the stuff that I really loved from 2014, you know, those artists have now since been hard back at work, and they're all releasing albums in 2017 as well. But yeah, Brill Bruisers, which was the previous New Pornographers album, was a just stunning return to form. I adored it. This one I haven't been sure of so far. There have been 3 singles. I've been lukewarm on one of them, and then the other 2 I've liked. But I was really concerned because this album does not have Dan Behar on it at all. I was really worried. I was like, did they have a falling out? Did they break up? Like, what's going on here? But no, apparently A.C. Newman, who's one of the other major songwriters of New Pornographers, went to Dan and was like, I'm going to make a bubblegum krautrock record. And Dan was like, I've written all of these very quiet contemplative songs, and also I'm about to gear up to release a Destroyer album, because he's the lead of a band called Destroyer. So I think it's actually more a case of stuff, you know, schedules just kind of conflicting. So hopefully he'll be back. But in the meantime, more New Pornographers is always good. So please enjoy Whiteout Conditions. Thank you for listening to Particles and Waves. I will be back next week.
Just get out alive. Only want to clean the purpose. Only to scratch the surface. Raise the cloud. Suffering.